I drive these scrubs crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices, Dolce and Gabbana, Fendi and Bandana, Karen, maybe Sharon. All their money got me wearing fly. My love, my love, my love, my love, you love my lady loves. My hump, my hump, my hump, my humps, they got you. Make you scream. They say I'm really sexy. The boys, they wanna sex me. They always stand there next to me, always dancing next to me, trying to feel my hump hump, looking at my lump hump. You can look, but you touch it. If you touch it, I'ma start some drama. And you don't want no drama. No, no drama. No, no, no drama. My hump, my hump, my hump, my hump. What you gonna do with all that rest inside that shirt? I'ma make you work, make you work, work, make you work.
Hey everybody, it's Monday I think, and finally back into something like a regular hometown schedule. With me tonight, Riff and Xenophobe.
Yo.
I'm hoping that it's been a long time since I used this broadcast rig, so I'm hoping that everything sounds okay. I'm not betting on it though. Anyway, they will tell us. They will tell us if anything is wrong. I'm gonna try to keep the mic close to my mouth. Anyway, that was Alanis Morissette's cover of the Black Eyed Peas' "My Humps," which is the only song that I've listened to in the past 2 weeks.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's
it's once or twice, okay?
It's really good. It's become the new Beck remix. There are silence. There is silence. I should fill it with this song again.
Wow.
Anyway.
I hope you're enjoying your steady descent into madness.
Yeah, it really... Yeah. The constant references to it have gotten worse than, you know, not being ready for this jelly.
Yeah.
And, it's really... It's eventually going to kill me.
If somebody else does it first.
Using my wife as a weapon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what they say, the survival rate for everybody drops to zero
in a long enough time span.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm guessing that we have just a ass load of Radio Bugbear questions. Though they're not starting. King Bob says, y'all should introduce Underwar into the game. We did, last Tuesday. LJ2DeMax asks, any plans to make a use multiple option for Candy Hearts? Isn't there already a use multiple for Candy Hearts?
No, I don't think so.
What? For using them, there is.
He probably means for sending them.
No, that would suck.
Well, here. If only there was some way for me to arbitrarily create 10 white Candy Hearts.
Mr. The Spork says, hey, my friend is doing a KOL-based paper and pencil RPG. Any tips? Or maybe I should beat the idea out of him? No, I don't know. What kind of tips do we have for people doing that, Riff?
Buy International Steel at 28.5.
You cannot use white candy hearts in quantity.
Huh.
Not for,
Not in a box, not with a fox?
Yeah.
Huh.
Here, let me look at that and see if that's easy to do. It should be.
Mr. Bob says, you guys like any webcomics out in the internets? I like XKCD and Cyanide and Happiness and Super Mega.
My favorite is Scary Go-Round. The list of them that I read is like 14 long, though, so I'm not going to...
Riff mostly likes comics that aren't at all funny.
Dinosaur Comics is funny.
Dinosaur Comics is funny one out of every 20 times, but it's slightly more hit than miss than Garfield, but not,
oh, that's
but not
just
by much.
Mean.
Yeah, that is really mean.
It's a little less funny than the random collection of Garfield panels, but...
I like Order of the Stick, and I used to like Nuclear Power, but it's starting to get... Or 8-Bit Theater, but it's starting to get a little old. The whole, my character is this way, look at me, I never grow... sort of thing is starting to wear on upon my nerves. Also, sort of like Earthworld.
Earthworld?
Yeah, it's, on the Order of the Stick website, they have two comics there now.
Oh. I don't like Order of the Stick.
I do.
I mean, it's okay, I don't know enough about the Dungeons & Dragons rules to get the jokes about Dungeons & Dragons rules, and also I feel like every joke takes 25 panels more
well,
than...
You also don't like long ongoing plots. Like, you don't like what Goats has been doing recently for the same reason.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't even know if I like what Goats has been doing recently. I don't like what Goats did, which was the, we're only going to update when you send us money, and then we're still not going to update for a month. So I just, you know, stopped reading it every day and never went back to it.
Yeah. I have made the White Candy Hearts multi-usable.
Just the white ones?
Or all the candy hearts. I made all of them multi-usable, but for some reason I only thought of the white candy heart to say.
Huh.
And somebody just messaged me a link to White Ninja Comics, which is also something that I read.
White Ninja and Dr. McNinja?
I read both
of
them.
Oh, yeah, I also read Dr. McNinja.
Has there ever been a crossover Dr. McWhite Ninja?
No, but the guy that does White Ninja did a Dr. McNinja comic for Guest Week or whatever.
Oh, hey, speaking of which, there's probably an update.
SpamFG6666 says, the English use nonplussed in conversation. Do they use it wrong? Missing No says, while we're on the topic of grammar Nazi-ing, the Sorceress Tower should be sorceresses, since it's plural. Wait.
Yeah, that's the tower where the sorceress is. It's the Sorceress Tower.
It's not... it's not plural, though.
I think...
Wait, oh, since not plural. So in order to use S apostrophe, the word must be plural. Are you sure about that?
I think it's an exception in cases where it's a possessive of something that ends in an S. Like if you're saying... Because it would look stupid to have SS apostrophe S.
It would
and sounds awkward as well because saying sorceress's tower.
Would it string out your sibilance unnecessarily?
Sibilance.
So legally, you can just
sibilance
have the final apostrophe. That's what I say, and I'm an authority.
Do I have to respect said authority?
No.
Okay, just checking. Because that's a lot of work.
Spininet says, firing the potato pistol at any hot enemy should result in the creation of tater tots a very small fraction of the time. That's kind of funny.
Do they just explode like popcorn out of the monster?
Right into your mouth. And actually use up
yum!
Points. All right, I'm on it. And everybody, that was Spininet's idea. I think it'd be awesome if any time you hit a monster, it had a chance of giving you 1 point of drunkenness. You know.
Some of the booze giant's blood accidentally gets in your mouth.
Yeah.
You get drunkenness and AIDS.
Yeah, and all monsters are drunk, so any blood.
And HIV positive.
No, just the blonde ones.
Preenyqueezer says, the opposite of sleaze is soap. Soap cuts grease, you know. It does, and it also allows you to wash filthy words out of your mouth and filthy images out of your eyes.
And filthy thoughts out of your brain.
Yeah.
Out of your ears.
No, when you get brainwashed.
Yeah.
You know?
So, perfect.
Tommy Tom says, I don't think goth equals emo. I think that goth minus punk equals emo, or emo plus punk divided by 2 equals goth.
Goth minus anything interesting equals emo.
Goth chicks can be hot, punk chicks can be even hotter, emo chicks are just annoying. But they have...
You've got that backwards. Nothing's hotter than goth chicks. Punk girls are hot, goth chicks are hotter.
The emo chicks can sometimes have hot glasses, but they tend to have short haircuts, which is not... But goth chicks, I've seen goth chicks with short haircuts, too.
Sometimes. I mean, there's, like, that sort of flapper China doll haircut with, like, a chick with black hair or else some ridiculous non-life color hair.
Right. That oh, man, did we tell you we found your girlfriend in Belgium?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you bring her back with
Asian,
you?
Just this Asian goth girl standing next to the train looking all somber.
Yeah, I know how much riff goes for girls who stand by trains.
That was the main thing.
God, she was standing by a train? Damn.
Yeah, any girl standing by a train is the girl for. And then Tommy Tom also says, my brother used to listen to Insane Clown Posse a lot. They're what they might be giants would be if they had half the talent and only wrote about killing things.
Half?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you're giving them too much credit.
Weren't they like all Jesus freaks? Wasn't that like...
Yeah, it turned out they're all Christian-y or something.
Yeah.
No, I think that was... I really think that was a joke.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, it was like all of their albums were leading... It's like they were leading up to some secret, and there was this whole, like, religion built up. And then, you know, it was all about the Dark Carnival, and they would never say what the Dark Carnival was. And they were like, you know, once we released the X'd Joker's card or whatever, it was like they were... The Joker's cards were to ICP what the Halos were to Nine Inch Nails. And they were like, you know, once we release the last Joker's card, we'll tell you what the Dark Carnival is. And then they just came out with this album. They're like, yeah, it turns out it's Jesus. Goodbye. Stopped releasing. And, I mean, I think that's kind of funny.
That is funny, but damn, they suck so bad.
I never actually heard anything.
I saw a couple music videos or something. And
one of them was a guest on Love Line.
Could not listen to it.
It was obnoxious, but like I feel like he was like a smart obnoxious guy. You know, like not I don't know.
Like the sort of person who just sort of pandered to some people's interest in the interest of making money.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like maybe if you just made it your job to like act like as big a jackass as you could, that like a smart guy really trying to act like a jackass is going to be more effective than just some jackass.
I feel like that's how I got my job.
There's a book that I've got that
about Insane Clown.
No, well, it was written by I don't think it was by the Insane Clown Posse guys, but it was by some major fans. The book didn't have anything to do with Insane Clown Posse. It was basically this game for when you were bored. It was a load of like successive charts that you could roll on that had basically every activity you could possibly think of, from like arts and crafts to go find some hookers,
right.
And you just roll some dice, and the idea was that you had to swear before you rolled that whatever the dice came up, you would go out and spend an hour doing that.
Huh.
But my point is, it was well written and was pretty funny. So even though they were Insane Clown Posse fans. So yeah, I mean, they're not absolutely the dregs of the earth, but goddamn, that music was horrible. That's basically the point I'm making.
I guess they weren't world-level clowns.
Foggy says, I was listening to the discussion about pizza on Monday's show. Perhaps the pizzas could be like the chow mein. The mushroom pizza can become a mushroom lime-flavored chewing gum pizza. Sausage becomes sausage jalapeno chewing gum-flavored pizza, etc., with 4 fullness and slightly better stats.
That's a terrible...
They could be craftable by anyone, just nowhere near as good as the food requiring special
gum skills. On your pizza?
I would imagine that was just an example.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's kind of... I'm pretty sure that we actually figured out something that worked for me worked for all of us. It required some shuffling of the stuff at the low level and one new sort of low-level food drop.
Oh, yeah, we never did...
We spindled that item and then just never bothered with the pizza. And we came up with other stuff. It was going to be like that and the goat cheese, and then there was the mushroom plus the decaying truffle thing or whatever, the black truffle or something.
Yeah.
Some mushroom from the graveyard was going to make a second tier mushroom pizza. We must have written this down in the wiki.
I bet we didn't.
we could
probably recreate it, though.
Yeah. What would go on the sausage, though? What did we have? Was there some sausage at a... I feel like maybe it was some sausage from, like, the fun house.
sausage. It's got a red nose on the end.
I'm going to have nightmares now.
Gunrun asks what we would do if somebody died driving to the post office to mail us money. Would we provide compensation to the family?
What?
No. No, sorry.
No.
Enemy Lasagna says, with NS-13, how many new zones will there be? Will there be?
God, I don't even know.
Yeah. I can't even remember.
I'm...
One...
Somewhere between 2 and...
Plus
it
depends
thousand.
On what you call a zone.
Yeah, there's one zone that is 5 times as big as anything else in the game. there are a bunch of zones that are pretty small and pretty simple, but, like, a bunch. I mean, I'm pretty sure that as far as actual, like, entries in the zone database, there are going to be, like, 10 just for the level 12 quest.
Yeah.
And, like, but they're not super... The level 11 quest has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... At least 5 entirely new zones.
Yeah.
From scratch. 6. At least 6. I think.
I mean, that one is kind of like...
Oh, right, and then a seventh one that's all over the place without... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. It's hard to say. We're no longer bound by the constraints of the zone, man. We're thinking outside that box, man.
That's right.
And so will you, man. It's going to blow your mind,
that's right.
Man.
Get another mind in preparation.
Or one of those, like,
out,
or one of those patches.
Yes.
Yeah. You just jam some rubber and glue into your mind with a screwdriver.
Just fire one of those cans of Fix-A-Flat into your ear.
That's how life works, right? By the way, kids, we recommend you do that at your earliest convenience. You might as well preempt it. It's going to be...
Yeah. Because that's just driving along on tires completely full of Fix-A-Flat is impervious to harm, right? I can't wait until there isn't air in tires anymore.
Just solid rubber tires.
They're doing that stuff with the, like, where the tire's made of, like, rubber spokes, sort of, so it wears evenly and just...
They've got the ones that where it's, like, instead of being full of air, it's, like, rubber cells. So if you pop one of them, it doesn't matter.
So, like,
stuff.
every time you drive, it's like Vincent D'Onofrio is a serial killer and this rubber version of Jennifer Lopez. It's like,
How's that different from the normal version of Jennifer?
Going to
Lopez?
Sleep all the time. Wow. That movie could have been good.
Yeah.
Redmage13 says, could you offer a zipped or otherwise compressed version of the JNS show for those of us who are stealing Wi-Fi from a neighbor's crappy router? Seriously, it gets annoying to download a 30-meg file at 10K per second. Yeah.
Maybe we should compress those. Well,
we can't. I mean, 30 megs for 2 hours is, you know.
Well, honestly.
Plus, I mean, do MP3s compress?
MP3s probably don't compress very well.
They're already compressed.
If we zipped it, it wouldn't.
It would probably be bigger.
The MP3 algorithm has, or the MP3 codec has built-in compression. It's not going to get much smaller. But no, I mean, basically, we would have to just lower the bit rate and much lower than it's getting, and it would be sort of hard to listen to. Know Me By Name says, G-N-O-M-Y. I've noticed that if I log in with one character and then another without logging out with the first, the character panes seem to overlap. Don't know if this messes up the tables or not. No. It will mess up your perception of what's going on, but that's it. Rickett says, one of my clannies summarized how I think a lot of people feel about the new clan forum. I think the thing that bugs me the most, he says, is that it's so much easier to miss new posts. I have the compulsive need to read everything, so the fact that this is now 10 or 11 clicks and 5 or 6 screens of information instead of one click and one screen is really, really annoying.
Well, why don't we could it be implemented, could a new post since your last check be implemented thing?
That's... it would be really messy. I mean, it would just create a lot of data to be stored, right?
What about
every time you read a post, you would have to mark how far you got into it.
Okay, well, how about if each thread has a time date stamp of when the last post made to that thread?
It already does.
Oh, does it? Well, then what are you complaining about, dude?
Well, you have to memorize the timestamps of all of them when you log off, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're reading it every couple of days, you can tell if a post has been made within those couple of days.
I mean, I'm trying to think. You know, I don't know that I would like PHPBB if it didn't tell you, if it didn't tell me which things were.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure how it does that. Like, I guess it has to make another table with like user ID, top post ID, and the last time you checked that post.
Yeah. Or just, I mean, that's got to be so, I mean, unless there's a way to do it that we're not thinking of where you're only storing data for new posts, you know, like, I mean, I mean, allow people to subscribe to a thread, you know, and have it generate event notifications whenever somebody posted in something.
Maybe. I think they do that in PHPBB, too. You can, like, mark a thread to have it email you whenever someone replies to it, which seems like a really bad idea.
Yeah,
to
no, I definitely don't want that. Let's see. Where was this? Noob says, could 100 naked, unarmed men kill an enraged polar bear? There's a $35.07 bet riding on your answer.
I mean, like, if I read this, and I think if one of the guys was, like, really, really big and strong, he could use another one of the guys as a club and probably be able to put the polar bear in a submission with that.
You only have to get the polar bear eaten one guy, and it'll be distracted enough that the others can take him down, I think.
How, though? How would they, I mean, how would they actually damage the polar bear? I mean, it depends on, you know, okay, so are they floating in a vacuum with a polar bear? Because
like, the environment
no,
make a lot of
all of them will die. So the environment makes a lot of difference. Right? If they're in a forest, then
then they've got
you know,
all the clubs they need. Yeah.
Five guys could occupy the bear while the 95 others built a trebuchet.
The
and then
one
they could
guy
fire
could
the
just
bear out of the trebuchet into
the one guy
the
could
ocean.
Just choke the bear on himself. Like
they just become very hard to eat.
Yeah. The bear starts eating him, and he just goes down the wrong pipe, intentionally.
I mean, I guess unarmed implies that you're not allowed to arm yourself, but I mean, what, like, if you tore one of the bear's claws off and used that as a weapon, are you still unarmed?
I mean, I bet a couple of guys working together could strangle a bear.
I like my idea better.
I bet one guy by himself could choke a chicken.
As long as he's by himself.
Inferno Hero says, is there a joke about the song I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts in the game? Probably, and there's probably also a joke about I've got a brand new pair of roller skates. He says, what's this Hobopolis I've been hearing about? Isn't it Bum Rape Island? Have you seen Bum Rape Island?
Yeah.
No.
Bum Rape Island is fucking awesome. It's this weird, like, World War II pulp comic book where these guys just meticulously, like, used an eraser to draw penises on people and changed the words to just the most ridiculous, like, just nonsense. But, like,
there's a lot of whiteout.
Naughty nonsense. I don't exactly understand how they did it, but it's like, it's just this really, really comprehensively vandalized comic book. It's a terrible comic book to begin with. But there's just one line that I wish I could remember what it is, because it's just the most. It is the most perfect. Most perfect doesn't really mean anything, but it is the quintessential just stream of sort of nonsense cuss words.
Here it is.
Makes me want to fight. Just every, like, any two guys pictured in this comic book, no matter how far apart they are, there will be a penis drawn from one of their crotches to one of their mouths. It's,
man, yeah. The cover alone is pretty funny. All right, I'm going to have to look at that later.
Yep. Max Van says, you know another meatsmithing recipe you could add? The cheesecake shotgun. Eventually.
That's going to end up being one of those things we can never add because everyone wants it so bad.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, when are you going to make the second form of the Naughty Sorceress less jumping jack and more scary, as you put it? That's up to Hot Stuff. I've never actually minded it the way that it is now.
Yeah, I never noticed a problem.
Dr. Van Mojo says, Jick, could you explain why Ronin persists after you free Ralph in a hardcore run that's under 600 turns? Access to their stuff won't help hardcore players chain together runs, will it? You know, I think the people in the forums have almost convinced me. I remember it coming up, like, hey, should you still be in Ronin after you finish a hardcore run? And our initial reaction was, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right? But do we remember why?
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
We wanted... I mean, for the same reason that Ronin exists in softcore, really, because we wanted to force you to, if you do a fast run, your choice was either do a fast run and not be prepared automatically for the next one, or not.
But in hardcore,
there really isn't any preparation, is there?
But, I mean, we don't know when you finish one hardcore run that you're doing another hardcore run.
Yeah.
So, and there's no way to know, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's not going to matter because you're never going to finish a run in Ronin for after NS13. That's totally not true. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Yeah. I mean, it'll be harder. Yeah. I mean, well, because Ronin will be. Also, Ronin is 20,000 turns starting NS13.
Wow, Cyan220, TLDR, man.
So what?
TLDR, too long, didn't read.
Oh. Well, let's try it. hey, I was listening to some of the old shows and came up with a couple of questions. You were talking about 30-round limit on a fight and different ways you can narratively end fights without a metagame limit. You mentioned something about players and monsters both slowing down and they would start hitting each other, and I thought, wouldn't it be better if now they're critical after trying a lot of monster finally hits you and you don't die with the rest stack to give them run away?
Man, I want to buy some micro machines now.
What?
Okay, so you can narratively justify giving reduced stats, although you didn't beat him, you feel pretty tough for scaring him into running away, and maybe say that in his haste he dropped a little meter or an item. This way, Moxies who can't hit won't just lose a turn, but they won't be fully rewarded either. If someone has a bunch of buffs up, the monster could become frustrated at how magical you are, and that would justify gaining mist. The part that I really liked was Jick's comment that you would know that a fight was ending by paying attention to the combat text. I mean, I don't know about giving you a reward for extending combat to the point where the monster runs away. I honestly don't... You know, I feel like during times like this, we should look to our old friend World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Well, in World of Warcraft, you don't engage a monster and you just keep, it doesn't kill you, after a while, it gives up and resets.
Does it?
Yes.
So it'll just start evading and run back to its spawn point?
Yep.
Huh. Will it aggro on you again?
Yeah. If you go back to it, it'll aggro you again.
So, I mean, I guess it is possible for like, your health regeneration to outpace the damage that a really low-level monster is doing to you.
Yeah.
So
or
you
if you
can
just
create
walk
a
away, then... And it doesn't hit you.
Well, they also kind of... Well, because you can initiate combats with monsters, so I guess... Never mind. I was going to say they partially solved that by not having things that are way lower level than you aggro on you.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I... Someday we'll think of something, you know.
Yeah, someday.
And he talks about men at work and Colin Hay. And Colin Hay is going on tour. I would probably go see Colin Hay. He also says, thanks for getting him hooked on scrubs. Speaking of Colin Hay, wow, this cat is all up in my grill and my business.
So, push him off your grill and your business.
Let's see. Hogula says, wow, this penguin good fella is awesome. It's like a volleyball vet. Some of the time, tasers my opponent into a crumpled heap on the floor, and the rest of the time, offers me the opportunity to beat it into an unrecognizable bloody pulp for a small fee. And by the same token, it's balanced, because as impressive as dishing out that much damage is, I'm giving up the meat my cymbal-playing monkey would be giving me. In short, thanks for making a mob penguin familiar, thanks for finally making combat familiar I actually want to use during a run, and thanks for rolling them into one tuxedo-clad package. Huzzah! Naked Jew, why is there still no adventure again, Link, after defeating a topiary golem? Keep forgetting. 2, why can't a dance that completes a disco combo also be counted as the beginning of the next one? Why must I perform Dance of Doom 2 twice? That is because you need to stop and catch your breath. It's not the same dance anymore once you've done the grand finale. Just because the grand finale isn't necessarily the grand finale if you do the moves in a different order. Yeah.
Exactly.
Will the Yak Uza ever show up? Yes. Also, I heard there used to be glaring eyes peeking out of the Sorceress's Tower. I've not been able to see these. Can you help me with this?
I'm pretty sure they're still there. It's just the animation wasn't on a loop.
Oh.
And so you only ever saw them once. And if you missed them, you pretty much were screwed.
Well, you had to... I mean, you could reload it, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I guess you could do that.
I don't know. Save the image and see. Fred Levi says, why does the conjoined Moby have arms growing out of his, their necks?
Look at what? A gnome. It's for the same reason. It's because the zombie's a gnome.
Right, they're gnome zombies. No, they're not. They're that's not their neck. Barry says, I know you're hesitant to make a skill which trades HP for MP. However, what if you made a buff which caused a percentage of the damage you take in combat to become MP, or, you know, an item, say a shirt that allows for this transaction? Isn't the sauce sphere a skill that allows some of the damage that you take in combat to become MP?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That is exactly what the Sauce Sphere is.
I don't think that we should implement Life Tap. That's like a really cheap way to get MP.
Life Tap? Wasn't there a Life Tap in Magic the Gathering? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I was talking about World of Warcraft.
Life Tap, you can trade life for black mana at one for one or something?
Yeah. In World of Warcraft, it's the Warlock ability that lets you trade health for mana.
Let's see. Poop says, what sort of back-end tools do you have? For instance, if I worked for Asymmetric, what would be the technical steps I would take to implement a new zone? Assume that there's nothing tricky going on, just a straight zone filled with existing monsters and adventures. Well, to do that, you would go into the location spindler. You would create a new location, choose what percentage of the time it was non-combats and what percentage of the time it was fights. You would click add a monster, select a monster from the list. You would click add an adventure, select an adventure from the list, and then you'd be done. Only there would be no way to ever get to that zone until I actually coded the sort of entry to it on whatever container document it's actually in the game and drew a picture for it. But, yeah. That is what you would do. Our back-end tools are awesome, tacular, courtesy of Xenophobe's first couple of months of working here.
Yeah, we try to make as much of the game editable by people who don't have who don't know how to code as possible.
So that Scully and I can break as many things as we can.
Yeah. Well, it also makes it easier for Jick and I to do things, just sort of like, whenever I went and made the white candy hearts usable, I didn't have to edit any code, I just went into the item spindler and marked them all multi-usable. And it was awesome-tastic, as was stated.
Indeed. Blibbler says, why do people in Ronin slash Hardcore get free debuffing?
What?
Huh?
What? I don't know what that means. Enemy Lasagna says, at the current rate of working, when will NS13 be out for us all to see? I don't know. I just don't know. Vash Orion says, I like KOL and radio show humor, but don't like They Might Be Giants. Is something wrong with me? Yes.
Probably.
Cancer.
That's an aerial disease.
LSK says, what's your favorite bit of recent content? My favorite one is the skin recipe that nobody's found yet.
Yeah, a lot of my favorite stuff is stuff that nobody's seen yet.
I don't know. I've been playing too much World of Warcraft.
ACDR says, is the little man in the canoe called Fettuccini? You know, for obvious silly reasons. Oh, Fettuccini in canoe. No, it's not. Anyway, can and do you track total adventures wasted in the kingdom? By which I mean lost at rollover. No, we do not track. I guess it would be possible, but I don't really care. Because, I mean, it's going to be thrown off by the number of completely inactive accounts times 40,
yeah.
Which is a huge number. So, I mean, the number that we actually got out of that just wouldn't mean anything. What's the equivalent of 8 new zones for NS13? Will we see 13 new zones? At least.
I guess it would be NS13!
New zones!
Di Vernon says, how does a male disco bandit wear a disco fro pick if he's bald? Does he stick it in his chest hair? Yes.
Just stabs himself in the skull with it.
LSK says, out of curiosity, what in KOL besides input happens client-side?
Quite a bit. Anything that's some JavaScript occurs client-side.
Yeah, some lists get sorted client-side. All the right-click menu stuff happens client-side. Some of the bounce checking for like the mining minigame gets done client-side,
yeah.
But it's not.
There's a few, like, most of the things that prevent you from doing things client-side are duplicated in codes that way people.
Yeah. We don't ever rely on JavaScript for anything essential.
Yeah.
And shouldn't, because you can always just disable it or fake that input.
Yeah. I will use it to prevent prevent page loads whenever it's just something glaringly obviously wrong.
Right.
Yeah. Like whenever you don't like put a number in where a number goes, sometimes it'll say put a number in. Shirley,
you can't be serious.
Don't call me Shirley.
The Grammar Police says, do you guys like Depeche Mode, Metallica, Lynyrd Skynyrd, The Cure, or Manowar, respectively?
What?
I don't have an opinion about them in that order.
I don't really give a crap about any of those bands.
Yeah, I'm kind of indifferent to all of those.
I like Metallica whenever they have a classic or like a violin classical type band backing them up.
The S&M thing.
Yeah, I like that.
That is the only Metallica album that I own.
Yeah.
Although I only own half of it. I was dating this girl who gave me that CD.
Just a big semicircle.
Like,
it's a 2 CD set. She got it for me for Christmas and then borrowed one of the discs, and then we broke up like 2 weeks later. And so I have one of the discs. She also took both of my Fatboy Slim CDs that I owned at the time. So I have the cases and no CDs. I should find her and make her buy me some more CDs.
She'd be like, who are you? What do you want?
No way, man. Everybody remembers me. Drunk on Punk says, one of the ways the Boner Dagon stops your use of a scale is by flapping his wings furiously. Why can he do this even when trapped by entangling noodles, even to the point of still being unable to escape the noodles after flapping his wings? Because only his torso is wrapped in the noodles.
Yeah.
His arms and legs are wrapped up, but his wings are still free. Radio Onega Jew says, in one of the crossbow messages, there's a comma inside a parenthetical clause at the end of it. There's one, it's the one about the ricochet. Fix, please. No. Punctuation goes inside parentheses. Seriously.
Does, depending on the clause that you put in the parentheses.
What's the difference between a prepositional phrase and a cat?
I don't know. What is the difference between a prepositional phrase and a cat?
I don't remember.
Oh, how very droll.
Quite.
Jesus.
What the hell, man?
We gotta stop that. Seven Lances underscore com. Plexiglass and stainless shirts, please. No. Never. Cub says, any type or any chance of a boss rush type area where you're forced to fight all the bosses in the game back to back, like something in a lot of games now, like God of War and Shadow of the Colo? I'm going to assume means Shadow of the Colon, which is that which is that awesome colonoscopy simulator. It actually simulates you undergoing a colonoscopy rather than performing one on somebody, so it's just like press start to take the anesthetic, and then you press start, and the screen just goes black. It's fun. It's a fun game. You can do other
press
stuff while you're playing it, you know.
Press X to be nervous and unsure about your colon.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. I've yet to play God of War 2.
I finished it, if you want to borrow it.
Yeah, that's what you said. I finally broke down and bought fucking Puzzle Quest for the DS.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's...
I haven't been playing that in a while because of this... that Nurikabe cart that I got.
I feel I'm a little frustrated by the fact that every enemy in the game scales with you to a certain extent. So it's like, I'm at a point where I would really like to just sort of be leveling up, but I pretty consistently lose about one out of every three fights in the game, no matter what I'm doing, and that's a little frustrating.
Yeah, I ran into that point, too.
Eventually, they stop. You know, eventually they stop scaling. And the thing is, what I've been doing now is just farming gold to up my stats so that I can get my stats way above what they would be at my level normally, so the scaling doesn't matter anymore. It does seem to be a little bit abusable, though, that you can just, once you've captured a couple of towns, you can just walk back and forth between them collecting gold over and over again.
Yeah.
And that seems to be what they want you to do, because... I don't feel like you could get gold fast enough to really spend it on anything. It's fun, though. It's fun. A little frustrating, though. Playing Bejeweled against a computer is frustrating because the computer has perfect knowledge, and, you know, that's all that's required to play the best possible game of Bejeweled.
Yeah.
So it's... Macarona says, do WADs give bonuses to elemental spell damage? I think they do. If they don't, they should. Whoops. Let's see if we're still broadcasting. Oh, in fact, this computer has locked up.
Hooray!
All right. That was super awesome. This little wireless puck just stopped working for a few minutes and then randomly started again. Let's hope that doesn't happen again.
Yay.
Sorry, kids. Let me get my shit resituated here. Alright. Now I suppose that I will know when that happens again. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Now that means that I'm gonna have to fucking stitch these MP3s together, and I don't actually have any software to do that.
Hmm.
So that's really obnoxious. So first order of business after the show today is to find some software to stitch the goddamn MP3s together. Servant says, Mr. A's cost $10. A Mr. A is worth around 4.6 million meat right now. So would you agree that 4.6 million meat is worth $10 US? No, I would not agree that 4.6 million meat is worth anything. at all. I would not agree that if I was playing The Legend of Zelda on an 8-bit Nintendo and I accumulated 256 rupees. Actually, I couldn't accumulate 256 rupees, only 255. I would not say that those are worth anything. I would not say that if I was playing a multiplayer Legend of Zelda game on two networked 8-bit NESs and somebody gave me $10 and I gave him 255 rupees, I would not say that I picked a good set of numbers to be able to do the math in my head, but I would also not say that those rupees had any monetary value. You know, that's just me. I don't think that gold in World of Warcraft has any real monetary value, even though I believe that somebody could give me some and I could give them some money. I mean, somebody could write me a song and I could give them some money to sing it to me, but that doesn't mean that, you know, singing that song was worth that amount of money. It's sort of, I don't know. I guess by the same token, I would have to say that I don't necessarily believe that physical objects are worth money.
Well, physical objects are worth money, but we're talking about not physical objects.
But are physical objects worth money? I mean, does it have some implicit value? Because I don't really think so, right? Well, because let's say I have a, you know, pair of solid gold binoculars, right?
And lenses?
Yeah. No. So it's worth, say, 50 cents as a pair of binoculars. You know? Just as good at being binoculars as other things that cost 50 cents.
Yeah, but it's worth the materials that are in it.
So, but let's say that the United States government collapses and there's no such thing as a dollar anymore. Has the value of that pair of binoculars changed? I mean,
no, you just have no middleman. That pair of binoculars is now worth a chicken.
Huh. I don't know, man. I still don't believe that anything has value, man. I believe that even the concept of ownership is bullshit. No. Servant says, Jake, when I was a noob a long time ago, I found a crazy bastard sword, and not knowing its greatness, I auto-sold it. Allow me to cry one more time.
Wow.
Can you even auto-sell crazy bastard swords anymore?
I doubt it.
I think we made them undiscardable. Oh,
that's
man.
That's great, though.
I bet I'm going to get blue screened. No, I'm not. Going back to the messages. Ashelon says that Gmail ad matching came up with a link to savory asparagus bread pudding. If you had to use that as an item in KOL, what would it do? It would be food. Man, Rip's playing with these awesome magnets, and I want some.
I bought, like, 4 pounds of them.
Oh, neat.
They'll be arriving in a few days.
Draxduin says, would it be possible to have item/meat percentage modifiers displayed somewhere, similar to elemental protection being displayed on the character page? Sorry, I phrased that badly, but what I mean is currently applied percentages. Yarg, me fail English, that's impossible. No, I want there to be things that give you hidden modifiers to those stats and you not know about them. Of course, that's what hidden means. But, yeah. Let's see. Cody Kuhn says, why not make Goodfella contracts discardable? I don't know what advantage that would convey to anyone. 6 Feet Under says, when you use goofballs, you don't get any description of what happens when you use them, you just acquire the effect. Could they get a consume message? As far as I know, they're one of the only things without consume messages. Oh, there are tons of unimplemented items, or under-implemented items without consume messages, but yeah. they're not really out in the wild yet. Old Yellowstone says, hey guys, our clan it way too anarchistic to deal with that forum. Please give us an option to go back to the old message board, thanks. Nope, you'll just have to deal with it. Daitezen says, hi, just a quickly. The Feast of Boris adventure overwritten my dance card adventure, even though I was still in the ballroom, so I missed out on the Moxie gains. No big deal, just annoying. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Whenever something is supposed to happen on a specific turn, they're going to happen in some order, right? And allowing you to stack things like that up is going to cause a lot of exploitability issues that we don't want to deal with.
Wasn't there a similar problem with slipping on a banana peel adventure, killing somebody's clover adventure?
I mean, it shouldn't kill clover adventures. That was a bug. But, I mean, the fact that you know, there are only a handful of things that operate on that principle, right? And bananas are always going to overwrite all of them unless Feast of Boris has already overwritten them or something else that we code is done. I mean, you know, if you're doing something else at that point.
So what wins between the bananas and the Feast of Boris?
I don't remember.
The American public.
Yeah.
Missing No says, look up the Ascension history for a player named Ghost Stop. What the hell happened? Yeah, I don't know. Somehow there is some trick somewhere that you can subtract. I don't actually know how that works. I don't know how you would end up with a turns played at the integer limit.
Yeah,
because the only way
there's like one or two instances where it's happened.
The only way that it would run, the only way that you could overflow it like that is if it was a big int, and it's not. If it was an unsigned big int, then you'd be able to subtract one and have it hit the integer limit, but that's not the integer limit for that data type. So, I don't know. Saucer says, did you nerf the knob sausage drop rates in the kitchen? 45 adventures with a 35-pound dandelion yields 1, and many people I've spoken to have gotten 0 after similar efforts. And if I know you lot, you're going to evade the question because I misspelled sausage. No, I did not
spell it?
Change any of that at all. I think it was a typo. S-A-S-U-A-G-E. Bahu asks a question which leads me to believe that something is broken if it's actually doing this. Said, could you turn down the rate of getting contracts or make him only give them when you have fewer... I guess not. Only give them when you have fewer than 5 or 10. They're useful, but not so useful as to make me several hundred per ascension. It really shouldn't be giving you several hundred per ascension. If you have 3 or 4 of them, it should only be giving you 1 out of every 20 fights, which, unless you're spending thousands and thousands of turns per ascension, which maybe you are...
Is there a cap? Is there a point at which it simply won't give you anymore?
No.
Maybe there should be.
I mean, it's like he has a 100% chance of giving you the first one, and then I think a 50% chance, and then a 25% chance, and then 5% from there on out. But still, 5% is not too high, I don't think. You know, it's 1 every 20 turns. So
you are maybe
in the dozens per ascension, certainly not in the several hundred. So I don't know. Maybe something's wrong. Cub says, to mix up the physical / magical attacks, any chance we'll get monsters that deflect damage, like return a percentage of their physical damage back or reflect spells onto the caster? Yeah, that's a good idea. The Gunrun says, do you think that if you wanted to, you could get a radio DJ fired? I doubt it. I mean, I would not like to be able to do that, so if I can, I wouldn't. Missing No says, a friend just suggested the best thing ever, the Dungeon of Lag. You click to adventure there and nothing happens. Max Vance says, if the Ram's Face Lager was brewed in distant lands, how did it get into the kingdom? There used to be a land bridge that the Rams knew about.
And that's why they won the Super Bowl.
Fineldar says, with the effects that creatures give now, Doc Galactic should sell a healing service like the Restore Health / Mana thing or some kind of cure-all. I don't know. I don't know if it's clear which items or which effects are positive and which ones are negative. I guess it is. Rickett says, okay, why did rollover take so long? We started truncating a table, like 3 months into the past that we didn't use to truncate. And so the first time it had to individually delete like 20 million rows from this table. And that took an extra 55 minutes on top of the already long, long rollover. It should be much faster next time. And that should also shave a couple of minutes off of each non-long rollover. The fact that table is so much smaller now.
Fred Levi points out a lot of pluralization issues and skills. Yeah, what I should do is I should do the pluralization process on all the damage messages for monsters. That would actually take care of almost everything that's done in combat. Probably ought to just pluralize the entire combat output before it actually gets displayed. It's weird, though. Some of that stuff is echoed after the round of combat has been resolved, and some of it is put into a variable, so it's going to be...
Combat is weird.
Yeah, the fight script is nuts. I don't like it anymore.
Yeah, let's scrap it and rewrite it. That's a good plan, right?
Rickett says, why did you change the knob shaft to mining minigame only? Do you hate physically resistant monsters? Do you believe there are NPZR meat stasis bots? Yeah, that was an accident. Cats for Fun says, if there's a holiday for Sneaky Pete and a holiday for Boris, then why isn't there one for Jarlsberg?
We hate cheese.
Cats for Fun. Keep fun warm. Gracias.
You just say grapes are fun.
Cats for Fun. Keep fun warm. Gracias. Major League is my favorite movie. That is just entirely not true. But Dan Bob says, are the clovers becoming slowly less frequent in appearance? It seems like it's been quite a while since there's been a 5-clover day. No. Nothing has changed. Everything is permissible. I Am Soup Combust says, when you have a sauce sphere of scary sauce around you, is the damage done by a monster applied to you before the damage done by the sauce sphere is applied to the monster? I don't know.
I would assume that the damage is applied to you first, which is how you can get beaten up and the monster dying in the same battle.
Yeah, I think that's true.
It would make sense to have it be like that, too, because the damage proc from the sauce sphere is only occurring because the monster is hitting you. So it would make sense for the damage to hit you first.
Yeah. Walla Walla 23 says, I'm planning on using about 5 multis to meat farm and then send the stuff to my main. I was wondering what was the best way to do this without getting caught. Sincerely, Walla Walla 23.
Awesome.
Bob Muffin says, there has been talk on the forums about a new path or core on the release of NS13. Can you confirm this? There will be no new path, there will be no new core, but there will be the equivalent of what you want. Radio and Naked Juice says, there's an extra comment inside the parentheses in the combat use text for a firecracker. No, there's not. Button says, would there be anything particularly overpowered about having oyster eggs not damage spleen on oyster egg day? Yeah, because you'd be able to do some stunt bullshit with the stat gain ones if you save them up. Oh, Psycho says, hey, Jake, I hear you did well at the U.S. Masters. Nice. Yeah, there are about 100 messages like this. God damn it. It's really, yeah, so if you don't know this, there is a golfer named Zach Johnson, which is my name, even though that's a huge secret. So, yeah, I was hoping beyond hope that he would never get big as a golfer, that his career would never take off. That he would not become the next Tiger Woods. And yet, he has beaten Tiger Woods to steal that green jacket. So, yeah. I'm still in... we spell our names differently, right? So, if you do a search for Z-A-C-H Johnson, it's all him. If you do a search for Z-A-C-K... Oh, man, though. There is a disambiguation page with me on it in Wikipedia. That's actually pretty nice. That means I'm still important. that my name merits a disambiguation page. We both have the same. We were both born the same year. Really? He's a professional golfer, and what have I done?
You're probably wealthier than he is.
Probably what?
Wealthier.
I doubt it.
Yeah. You think you make that much money doing professional golfing?
Well, I mean,
I bet only if
you make as much money as my salary playing professional golf. I mean, I think that the prize for winning the what's shouldn't call it I feel like once you get into that level of professional play, you're winning like millions of dollars at a time for winning tournaments. But I don't know.
Plus, you get that green jacket. Probably most of the money is in like sponsorship deals.
Yeah, that green jacket is actually made out of money.
Emeralds.
It's actually enchanted with a plus 5,000% money drop. So if you find a penny in the street, it's actually $50.
Next, woo!
Yeah. So
if you dropped the penny and then came back like an hour later, would it turn into $50?
I don't know. I was saying if you tossed a penny up into the air and then caught it, it would turn into $50, but only if you forgot about it while it was on the way up. So you'd have to do it like while you were getting a blowjob or something.
Or like just throw it really hard.
Yeah. Throw it so high that it takes like weeks to fall back down. Then I guess you could do it once, and then you could give that $50 to a hobo to follow you around randomly handing you pennies. And then like
we're just like randomly dropping
scenery.
Pennies in front of you.
I don't know, man. This sounds like wishing for more wishes.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, that never works.
Goddamn Zach Johnson. let's see. The thing from Uranus says there seem to be no Oyster eggs hidden in Fernsworthy's basement. Is this the case? Yeah, Oyster eggs are only in actual like normal zones. We are constrained by the idea of the zone, man. We can't think outside that box with the oyster egg. It's not us. It's the magical flying oyster.
Yeah,
that's confused.
He's afraid of basements.
He is.
He can't fly in.
He's afraid of depths rather than being afraid of heights.
At least he's not afraid of girth. That would make
Width.
Flying kind of hard.
Yeah.
Flying.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know.
Because airplanes are really wide.
Well, you know, if you're afraid of girth, then you couldn't really like want to travel left or right, because you know you'd be like
either forward or backward if you were facing sideways.
Yeah.
Get your head turned. You can't strafe.
Yeah. Making you really bad at Counter-Strike.
You know, not much has to happen to make me really bad at Counter-Strike.
Yeah, me neither.
Pretty much just already there. I'm as bad as you can get at Counter-Strike. The only thing I've ever seen that was even at all entertaining in Counter-Strike was my old roommate just setting, like, some horrible, disturbing gay porn to his, like, spray thing, hoping that people would get distracted by it so that he could shoot them. Which, I don't think that's a trick that he made up. I cannot imagine anything less fun than a first-person shooter with only PvP content. Like, seriously? Like, I would almost rather just stand there and get punched in the nuts over and over again than play that. Not quite. I mean, I'd have to think about it. Right? But, like, you know, Xenophobe was into tribes. Like, I knew people who were really into tribes, and I'm just like,
It's the difference between that and a regular first-person shooter is that tribes relies less on twitch reflexes and more on maneuverability. So the thing I don't like about most first-person shooters is that they rely on twitch reflexes, which I have absolutely none. But if it's about being maneuverable and, you know, and the whole point isn't just to be faster than someone, it's to have, you know, a different sort of mobility.
Right. I mean, I feel like, you know, if there were first-person shooters, I feel like the Tribes has that whole defense thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can build turrets and stuff, but I feel like the offense is so overpowered that just nobody ever does anything with any of the defensive stuff. I don't know that that's true.
It depends on what mod you're playing.
Right. So, I mean, I feel like the mods that people like are going to be the ones that really don't emphasize defense. Because nobody likes that. Everybody likes Counter-Strike, where it's just like, you know, kill, 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 respawn, respawn, respawn. Like, I don't know. You know what I've been playing that's kind of fun, that I had been playing? Was this little Flash game called Desktop Tower Defense.
Oh, I hate those games.
No, this one was actually neat. It's not like Defend Your Castle. It's not like you're just standing there, you know, building whatever. It's, you have these turrets.
I know what you're talking about. I just don't like them because I can never figure out the optimal way to position them.
Oh. I've managed to beat the game on normal and beat the game on the hard mode. But it's basically like I didn't get it at all when I first started. But like, there's like monsters that come in from the top and left of the screen, trying to get out the right and bottom of the screen, respectively. And you basically use these turrets to build like a maze that leads them on the longest possible path through the space, so that they're getting shot by the turrets for the most amount of time. And then it's like, you know, there are some rounds where especially fast monsters come in, and some rounds where flying monsters that can go over the top of your towers come in and stuff. And it's like having to figure out how to like build a maze that also has adequate defense for stuff that can get around it and stuff like that. It kept me occupied for a couple of days when I was resisting buying Puzzle Quest. It's so irritating to me that was obviously developed as a PC game, and the only version of it that does not
totally
exist is the PC.
They totally dropped the ball on bringing it out. Yeah.
But I mean, I would imagine, from what I've read on their forums, they've pretty much come out and said that, like, yeah, we had to promise that we wouldn't sell the PC game until what was suggested was they couldn't sell the PC version until a certain number of copies had sold. But if this hasn't exceeded their expectations, then their expectations were fucked up.
Yeah.
Right, because it has been just a huge, huge thing. So, I mean, it's frustrating to me that I have to play the game on the fucking DS when I just don't want to. You know, when I want to play it on the PC. You know, we played the shit out of the demo on the PC. Hot Stuff owned all over it. He spent like an entire night playing it and getting every single thing you could get in the demo.
Yeah, this is especially considering that the demo only let you get to 7th level.
Yeah, no, but you could get past it because it let you build the temple so you could buy extra stats so you could level up way past that.
Yeah.
I guess to the point where you can't level up your mounts anymore because you just literally don't have enough time to click.
there might be
a cap, but it's like you keep to level up. You keep having to play Bejeweled to level up this one particular aspect of gameplay. You keep having to play games against your mount with like steadily decreasing amounts of time given for your move, so you have less and less time to think about it. Luckily, the computer is always going to play the perfect game of Bejeweled and never make a mistake and always move instantaneously and knows the future, so it can always start, you know, 10, 15, 20 collapse combos that just destroy you all at once. It's very satisfying when that happens. Macarona says, "Hey folks, have you ever considered making a zone with encounters based on perhaps the day of the week or the phases of the moon?" I like the idea of content that recurs on a you know, weekly or semi-weekly or bi-weekly. Mm. Does bi-weekly mean twice a week or every 2 weeks?
I think it could mean either, depending on context.
I think that pretty much renders it useless as a word.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, 'cause what's the content? Oh, it's our bi-weekly meeting. Does that mean every 2 weeks or twice a week?
Let's see what dictionary.com thinks.
I honestly, though, feel like it's one of those things that because there's that ambiguity, it's just a word that I can't ever use. The Doominator says, "Jick, I'm sad. It's my 1 year whatever today and no vet. WTF. Yep. You have to wait until actually the time of day that you signed up."
I was exactly right. Dictionary.com says adverb. Definition one, every 2 weeks. Definition two, twice a week.
Yeah. So what about bi-monthly? Same deal?
Same deal, I expect.
I mean, there is semi-annual, which means every 6 months.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though, because semi means less than.
Yeah. Bi-monthly, occurring every 2 months, occurring twice a month.
You think of like a semicircle, it's half. So.
Yeah. Biannual.
A semi-weekly event would happen once every 2 weeks. Or once, twice a week, rather.
Yeah.
Semi-weekly is a valid term, but so is bi-weekly, meaning the same thing.
Well, semi-monthly should replace bi-weekly when it means twice. Well,
every month. That's good. It's not exactly right, but...
Yeah. I mean, if it happened on the 1st and the 15th, then it would be fine.
God damn it. Even biannual. Biannual, occurring twice a year. Second definition, biennial. Biennial, occurring every 2 years.
Semi-annual.
I hate English. Trixie says it depends on how the word is spelled, but I don't believe that.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, we could. Maybe a short one. I don't... crap. Are there songs anywhere?
No.
I could just play that My Humps again.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. everybody hates me. And they're right.
I drive and scrub crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana, Fendi and Bandana, Karen, maybe Sharon. All their money got me wearing fly. My love, my love, my love, my love, you love my lady loves. My hump, my hump, my hump, my humps, they got you.
Get you drunk, I think.
Oh man, I'm doing a radio show and I'm not high on absinthe.
We'll have to change that
next
time. I don't
think you can get high on absinthe, Riff.
Well,
I think
okay.
It's just booze.
Wrecked.
I'll have some with you on Thursday. Okay. Although, I think our show's at noon.
Oh, great.
No.
that would make it even better.
Have you actually looked into getting it shipped here? Because I could be wrong about those restrictions.
No. I mean, but I don't know where I would look.
Well, I'm just trying to order it and see what happens, is what I would do.
Well, what would happen is they would ship it, and it would either get here or not. I don't know if.
Yeah, but if it did, then woo. Order something small. I'll do it. I'll order something small and see if it gets here. I like that they have airline sized bottles of absinthe that come with the spoon and the glass.
Yeah.
We need to get some spoons, though, man.
Yeah, well, they have that starter kit that's like a spoon and two glasses and a small bottle.
Yeah.
I think it even has sugar cubes in it.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I don't know where. It was such a pain in the ass for us to find sugar cubes, and I would have thought that England, of all places, would have.
I know Domino's makes sugar cubes. They call them Domino's Dots. We could buy them off Amazon. I know
that. Domino's makes sugar cubes?
Domino's sugar.
Domino's sugar. Oh, yeah. I think they did pizza. Place. No. Like as a... Oh, Domino's new dessert. Sugar cubes.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's...
Sugar cube and pepperoni pizza. Yum.
Sugar cube, pepperoni, and chewing gum
pizza. Yeah, but no pineapple, apparently.
Or ham, yeah.
Femeldar says, hey, J6NS, how about a hair pie in the new Hole in the Sky place? They are delicious. No. No. No, Femeldar. No. Excuse me. Walla Walla 23 says, it would be convenient if the Malice of Forethought told how many of an item you could create when the make as many as possible box is checked, similar to the Crackpot Mystic. Yeah, that's probably true. Spate says, how come you can't zap a wig to a skirt, but you can zap a furry mask to furry pants? Because they're in the same set. They're in a thing. An item set. An outfit, as it were. Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be anything in that empty square in the town? Yes. Wait, what empty square is there in town now?
The bottom middle. The one with the cannon.
That'll be reserved for special events.
Yeah.
Like, the next... When we bring the Great Plague back, that'll be a hospital.
When we try to shoot it out of the cannon, that'll be there, too.
Yeah. They're gonna shoot the plague with a cannon. They build a giant cannon to shoot antibiotic cannonballs
at the townsfolk.
Yeah.
Here, catch.
Ah! Oh, I feel better.
Oh, let's see. Walla Walla 23 says, the copyright date in compact mode still says 2006. Yeah, okay. And other people, nice job on winning the Masters. Enemy Lasagna says, will there be a pestle and mortar in the game for grinding up certain objects into powder so that they can be snorted for effects or sprinkled on food/drink?
If you snort the wrong thing, you get an effect of bloody nose.
Mike Liviar says, so the penguin is awesome. Please nerf it. Steeler Chick 07 says, will there ever be dresses for the characters?
I don't know
how we would do something like that, right? I mean, would a dress be a skirt? Would it be, you know, if there was a jumpsuit, something that
it could be a hat.
How does that work in World of Warcraft? I mean, like a robe is just your chest slot, right?
Yeah, and it covers everything pants up. You might be wearing.
Yeah. I guess they could make it cover up your arms, too. But. Steeler Chick 07 is there any possible way weather could be created? Well, I mean, sunlight.
Get some silver iodide and go up in a plane and then fly over a cloud and then drop it.
Generally, if you just wait long enough, you'll get some anyway.
Unless you live in Arizona, you're going to be probably waiting
for a while.
You
don't like the weather, just wait a while and it'll change.
You've been in Missouri.
Whoa.
What the heck? No, that's what they say. Yeah. That's like the joke about them two fellers peeing off a bridge. One says he reckons the water's cold and the other one says he reckons it's deep. Yeah. Pinky the Bold says, I really think the word grog should be used. It's just way underused. We have grog. Al Asbeneth says, hi guys, is it possible to get a furry green turtle to drop when under a muscle class sign? I keep forgetting to put it in the bugbear pen.
No.
It would be just trivial to do, and I just keep forgetting to do it. Mike Liviar says, on a more related note, I almost bought a fish and named it Radio Bugbear. I have no idea why. Either that or Charles. Charles is a good name for a fish. All of the fish that I've ever had have been named Electricity, except for one, which was named Sardaukar.
Okay.
Well, Sardaukar, I mean, I didn't figure it would, because I bought, like, three goldfish and a Plecostomus, and I named all the goldfish Electricity, and the Plecostomus needed something to differentiate him.
I see.
So he was Sardaukar. Then he died, and I buried him in the backyard. And I turned up my computer speakers all the way and played, like, Amazing Grace on the bagpipes while I was burying the Plecostomus. And as I was digging the hole, my roommates came out with guns and shot them into the air. That's actually pretty funny, right? Because, like, you know, we had a bunch of guns, and B, you know, they're paying enough attention. And it was,
oh, hey, it's I guess it's an actual thing to do when you hear Amazing Grace and have guns.
Yeah.
Oh!
Man, that was an awesome house. This is like, shoot, like, whatever we were drinking, we would shoot it with a pellet gun, and if that didn't work, we would start shooting it with a .22 to see if we could break the bottle. It's kind of tricky to break a wine bottle with a pellet gun, actually.
I would imagine.
Because it just deflects.
Yeah, it just deflects, so you gotta hit it, like, right on. Wine glasses are very easy to break.
Yeah, I would imagine.
They set up, these
you can
fucking
break
idiots.
Those in your hand. Those Man, are really fragile.
Like, for the most part, they didn't do anything really, really stupid, right? Because they're, like, smart guys. They're pilots. But at one point, they set up a bunch of wine glasses on this ledge to shoot them. And what was on the other side of the ledge was the neighbor's garage. So it was just absolutely peppered with pellets, just stuck into the side of the neighbor's garage after they were doing this. Hadn't paid any attention at all. We had this, like, big berm in the backyard that we were able to set most stuff against, so we weren't endangering anyone by shooting at it. But, yeah. Those were fun times. Living in that house with all those guns and all those pilots. that was when I discovered MP3s, actually.
Really?
Amazing Grace on the bagpipes, one of my first MP3s.
I had a CD of various bagpipe music.
Oh, yeah?
It had Amazing Grace on it.
Various versions of Amazing Grace.
There are some other songs. So
kind
I don't
of a boring
which
CD.
Ones.
Put you to sleep.
Zurich says, the endgame ascending is leaderboards occasionally drop clans. Yes, Talking City. Is there super secret shit happening during this time? What?
I don't understand.
Like, I don't understand that.
I understand the individual words, but when you put them together, they kind of lose all meaning.
Drabber says, does NPZR/Kokobostasis contribute to lag? The most recent version of KOL Mafia has blocked their use in the best meat farming areas on the assumption that it does. Well, it's certainly not good for lag. I finally replied to somebody in the forums who had said this. A long time ago, I said something about how intermediate rounds of combat were not that big of a deal because they didn't hit the player table, or they didn't hit as many tables as the last round of combat does. And that was taken to mean that intermediate rounds of combat do not generate any lag, which is just entirely not true. Any round of combat in which you gain meat hits exactly as many tables as the last round of combat, because it has to give you the meat, you know? And whereas a 30-round fight may not generate 30 times the lag as a one-round fight, it definitely generates more lag than a one-round fight. Especially, you know, even if it didn't hit the database as hard, even if it didn't hit the database at all, a lot of the lag that we're experiencing now is on the web server end and not on the database server end. So, you know, KOL Mafia is stopping that from happening because it's something that is a lame thing to do. It's, you know, I've said this before and nobody ever agrees with me. I don't know why I think it's okay to occasionally use a, you know, star fishing. I'm totally okay with that. Right? Because that's to get mana to play the game with. You know? And I guess you could NPZR farm to get meat to play the game with, and why is that any different, you know? But I find it kind of distasteful, I guess, NPZR stasising the place with physically resistant monsters. I mean, the fact that it's possible means that there's not enough going on in that zone. I don't know what else I would put there. But I also sort of stuck
you
in
put it
in
an adventure that instantly kills anyone using an MPZR in there.
That's good. Yeah, and just set their meat total to zero. That'd be awesome. No, that makes me happy that KOL Mafia prevents you from doing that. You know something that I really despise is people using KOL Mafia to farm meat. I don't like.
Nope.
You know, it's okay if you're on a run and you're like, oh, I need to spend 10 turns in the treasury. So you set KOL Mafia to spend 10 turns in the treasury farming meat for you. But something that, you know, you could do with your eyes closed and you want to automate it, that's fine. But, you know, having a character that all it does is use an NPZR in the knob shaft for all of its turns every day, like, fuck you. I don't care if the game is easy for you to play. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
You guys want to hear a World of Warcraft story?
Yes.
Today I was tooling around on this shaman I was making, and I was in this area, and I found this hunter who was botting, and so I spent like a couple hours today just running behind him and tapping all of his mobs before he could get the first hit in, and I ended up leveling from 31 to 32 just from him killing mobs for me.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. It was very satisfying. I also skinned everything before he could, so I got like 10 stacks of medium leather. It was great.
I don't understand how you can bot World of Warcraft.
If you're playing a hunter, it's stupidly easy. I mean, well, wait, that's saying too much.
I mean, are there just pieces of software that will fake keystrokes for you? I mean.
Basically, the script will just, like, run your character around and keep pushing tab until it finds something.
Right.
And then when it finds something, it'll send the pet in, and then it'll try to shoot it, and if you're too close, it backs up. If it's too far away, it gets closer.
How can a piece of software know how far away you are from the...
If the screen gives, like, an error message.
Oh, right. I guess it would say out of range or whatever.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, that it just seems like it would be so tricky... to write.
Well, I saw no less than 3 people botting where I was.
That's
so
that's what makes me glad that I play on a PvP server, because you just can't get away with that on a PvP server, you know.
Yeah, I would have corpse camped him for hours.
Yeah,
if I was on a PvP server.
I had totally forgotten that Thor the Mighty, when we were playing, was sort of awesome practice. If people were fucking with us too much, they would actually come and corpse camp the people who were ganking us and actually build a campfire at the corpse to demonstrate that they were being corpse camped. That was kind of funny. Automated currency farming, I don't like you. You know, if you want to play the game by just farming meat for a long time, that's fine, but you know, don't expect us to go out of our way to make it easy for you, because that's not what the game is. The game is not a press a button and watch your meat total go up every day game. The game is a, you know, kill monsters and read jokes game. So if you're that bored, stop playing. It's hard. It's a tricky thing, you know.
Yep.
To think about. I'm sure there are some people that I like who use Mafia to farm meat, you know. But I like a lot of people who are dicks. Dr. Strangelove says, you guys should have a transition event for NS13. It could be the end of the world, and everybody, including NPCs, has to evacuate through the astral gash. I would love to see the gift shop guy defeat the naughty sorceress to clear the path for everybody to evacuate.
It's not that big a world event. I mean...
Well, it is.
Well, I mean, not thematically. It's just naughty sorceress... moving the earth, but not even, she's not even doing anything. It's just the council found a couple other things for you to do before they let you do it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of little changes going in.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not on the order of some giant catastrophe that's hitting the kingdom.
That's true. But it's more impactful than the comet on actual gameplay, so, you
true.
Know.
True,
it's
true.
I mean, if we could figure out a way to narratively justify it, I don't think that we can. I imagine if we sat and drank enough and bullshitted enough, we could probably think of something very, very tenuous that would work.
Fred Levi says, so we have 75 games available to us on the Virtual Console. Have you, Mr. Skullhead and or Jick, with a possible extension to Rip and or Xenophobe, actually bought any? I have nine. I have not bought a single Virtual Console.
I bought Super Castlevania or whatever that first Castlevania was that came out on it and played it like twice and reminded myself of how badly I suck at the early platform Castlevanias. I haven't gone and looked at it in an since we got back, actually. I should go see if there's anything else new on there that I want.
I have spent maybe $30 on Xbox Live Arcade.
Is the Super Nintendo Zelda out
on the Virtual Console? Yeah. I don't know.
If that is, I may have to buy that.
I think that I would rather play that on a... That's the problem. At this point, I would rather play Super Nintendo games on the computer.
Really?
With save states. Because, you know, like, I don't have the patience to... You know, or, like, if I was going to play an old console RPG, I'm just pretty much going to cheat so that I can see the game.
Yeah.
And I keep doing that with Earthbound, and I just keep not actually playing through it.
Oh, that reminds me. A new... SNES emulator came out for the DS, and I haven't downloaded it yet.
Oh, and that reminds me what I thought you were going to say, which is the third Sam and Max episode came out, and I have still not played the second one.
It's been announced that those when they finish the season or whatever, it's going to come out on the Wii.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like downloadable?
I don't know if it's going to be downloadable or a disc.
Basadilla says, Tear, where aware of the Thursday show's gone. Sorry, I had a doctor's appointment during the last one. I thought that I made the appointment early enough that the show would be later than it, but turns out I was wrong about what the time difference was actually like there. Let's see. Thursday show, I don't know. I don't know what time it's going to be this coming Thursday. Cassandra's told me that they might be able to reschedule us for nighttime, so that may end up happening. I don't really want to start doing radio shows at noon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm up at noon, but I'm not coherent at noon.
Yeah.
Not that I'm especially coherent ever, but you know what I mean. It'd be even worse.
Tiny Plastic Dead Girls Don't Say No says, is everything in our inventory going to be vulnerable to rogue disco bandits, or just what items are equipped at the time? No, everything. Everything in your inventory and your closet and Hank's can be stolen. And actually, if it steals something you don't have, the next time you get that item, it won't be there. And also, every zone is going to be populated entirely with rogue disco bandits, and they don't have any item drops. So there won't be any new items.
Well, it'll certainly combat inflation.
It will. Oh, Vash Orion says, 917, sever your leg, please. Yeah. That was kind of funny.
Did you just tell me to sever my leg? Sever your leg, sir. It's the greatest day.
Evenhand says, just out of curiosity, what's the narrative justification for getting Disco Bandit drinks as a reward at level 3, but getting pizza at level 8? I know that isn't the full reward, but it still seems strange. Yeah, that's fucked up. You're probably, at NS13, not going to get Disco Bandit drinks as the tavern reward anymore. That was an effort to sort of make Booze-Tafarian runs actually desirable. As opposed to just nothing but teat drop. I don't know. Reverend Noodleyson says, Dear Jick and Company, how's it going? It's going okay. Slash and Burn says, why is there no sombrero / leprechaun familiar yet? Because we don't know what we're going to do as far as nerfing the sombrero. And
not so much a nerf, just...
Just a recentering of it. I mean, it's going to be a nerf. Because it's going to make the stats that you get smaller from it, you know.
That's true.
And I speculum has I checkulumed in.
And I'm eating pretzels on the radio.
Jer the Red also saying, are you going to make the Goodfella contract saleable or at least discardable? They seem to drop at a rate higher than just about anyone can use.
I really feel like
there probably should be an upper cap on how many of those you can have, I think.
Yeah, just do like once you get a dozen of them, they stop dropping or something. Or even like six.
XOYV says, what Final Fantasy did Jack play to get the idea for Soft Green Echo Eyedrop Antidote? The only Final Fantasy games that I ever played were the first one for like an hour.
That reminds me, the one you were waiting for Game Boy came out on Game Boy and I bought it and I haven't even plugged it into my DS yet.
Really?
Was it 4 or 6 or whichever when it was?
I don't even know. I refuse to. It's 3. It's Final Fantasy goddamn 3 that came out for the Super Nintendo. Anyway, I played that one.
The one with Edgar.
Vash Orion says, what's with the singular lack of Thursday shows? Just don't feel like doing them anymore, or are there just no uploads? It's
because we're on the wrong continent again.
Yeah. Have we skipped 2 in a row?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have.
We didn't do one because we were flying. That was the day we were in the air. God, that sucked.
I can imagine flying from England to Boston sucks.
Let's see. Q-Riz says, you know what I would find useful? If there was an option to leave yourself a reminder at the next rollover, like a sticky note. I could see that being kind of handy, but... Max Van says, if you click on the What is KOL link on the login page, that page has a lot of the game's content on it. Have you ever considered changing that content on a regular basis? It might be worth taking a look at that and seeing if there's any monsters that are more representative or items that are more representative of what's going on in the game. But I think that it's still pretty good as an introduction. I mean...
I missed the question. Nightmare Figure got a thing to run Hell of Sand on his DS, so I was reading that page.
Is Hell of Sand that thing where you make the... fire, the wood grower things and the fire grower things and the water fountains and the sand fountains. Huh.
That looks really weird.
I don't know how I'd feel about that on a DS. I feel like that is a thing to do when I want to waste time, and when I want to waste time, I'm at a computer, not at a DS. Like, when I'm at a DS, I guess I want to waste time. I'm wasting time, you know, because I'm not feeding the homeless or anything, but you know, I want...
I'm glad I don't feel like I'm wasting my time when I'm not feeding the homeless.
I want my DS games to be games. You know, I can see having a toy on the computer, but I don't know that I want a toy on the DS.
Yeah.
Troy Palomalu says, why doesn't a dead mimic in the barrel full of barrels drop a dead mimic? Because it's a different kind of mimic.
Different kind of mimic. It's a barrel mimic, not a...
You can tell by the spots on the back.
Yeah.
And the vestibular arm.
And the depth of its cloaca.
You have to measure it with a... wait, never mind. I'm not going to go there.
With a really long glove.
Yeah. And a torch.
Quoth says, generally you end a singular noun in an apostrophe if it ends with an s sound, like Moses' beard. So, Moses' beard. So, yeah, sorceress is right. You couldn't write the glass apostrophe rim. Of course, I meant sorceress apostrophe tower is correct. Oh, I see. Yeah. That's what I thought. Glebe says goth chicks greater than punk chicks, but I do agree that emo girl glasses look nice. Jello Bois says, please sing the praises of Zlayenia, for she was able to get my mysteries to me even while funning it up in Philly. She rocks and more. Less than three. Yes.
Yep.
Momoka says, if Riff's spider scrotum turned him into Shelob and he could only be destroyed by being fucked in the clit, who gets that job?
Not you.
Do you have a spider scrotum?
Not that I'm aware of. I fucking hope not. Shit.
You can have it in a jar. I mean, it's like, is your scrotum a spider scrotum?
Okay. Yeah, in a jar. Well, no, I don't. I also don't have a clit.
But if it turned you into Shelob, Shelob is female. How do you pronounce that? Shelob.
Shelob. Shelob. Shelob.
Agent Q. Jick, when do you buy people stuff for 999999999 meat? Never. Saucerer says, are we expecting any monsters with NS13 that will see if you have more than three buffs and will then steal one? If so, I don't know. Vash Orion says, the second form of the Naughty Sorceress looks like the final boss in Final Fantasy Legend 3 for the Game Boy. Did you guys really like that game or something? The Final Fantasy Legend games were probably the Final Fantasy games that I played the most and actually...
Were those the ones where you actually move the little guy around, like Zelda games, kind of?
No. No, they were just straight RPGs.
Yeah. What am I thinking of now?
There was one where you could be like a... It was interesting because there were not only like... There weren't character classes, there were just races. You could be like a human... And you could either focus on weapons or spellcasting stuff, or you could be a mutant where you would eat meat from monsters
and then
turn
like
into
the
different
robots.
Yeah, you could be robots.
Okay,
you would get the stuff affixed to them.
Yeah, and there was one of them that you killed God at the end.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't ever actually beat it.
I remember
Surely that's
one.
Not what God looks like.
That guy looked like Lance Morissette.
Or Colonel Sanders. Karen says, why does it sound like someone is licking all their fingers clean or playing with a lighter? Well, Rip keeps roasting his fingers and then eating a little bit of it.
Yeah. Fingers. I'm gonna start making just more random noises for you to wonder about.
Hogula says, how would you guys feel about making adventures like, say, a non-combat in the menagerie or a combat in the typical tavern that's only possible through using things like Musk of the Moose and smooth movements? The problem with that is that the way that it works now, those adjustments are ignored if the percentage chance of an adventure at the location is 100 or 0, because if the code tries to look for an adventure and can't find one, it automatically sends you to a monster. If the code tries to find a monster and can't find one, it bails and will crash. It won't really crash, it just errors out. I think it actually gives an error message now and says that there's something seriously wrong with this zone, it shouldn't be like this. If we actually applied the plus adventure chance, plus combat chance stuff in those cases, that would be happening all the time. I did, I think, figure out a tricky way to do it with semi-rares. Or semi-rares. Not semi-rares. In fact, that's something I'm not even supposed to talk about out loud. God damn it.
I don't know why you were mentioning it.
With, what the fuck am I talking about? Super likelies. There would be a way with a super likely to put in the conditional, like a 1 in 100 random die roll against your adventure chance thing. So it would be something we could put in a monster that you could only get in a zone if you had that, you know, increased combat chance on a 0% combat zone. Di Vernon says, was the quintessential string of profanity from Bum Rape Island Willy Come Fuck Poo Vagina Bum? No, it was not. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was, I think it had something about Japs in it too. So it was also racially insensitive. It was a sentence, but the sentence quickly devolved into just a
strand.
Now I really want to find it so that I can remember what it was. Baraka says, "Do you guys like Dio? I think Holy Diver would be a kick-ass monster idea." I don't understand the whole concept of Holy Diver.
What's a Dio?
Ronnie James Dio. He was this, like, butt rocker.
Yeah.
Invariel says, in Magic the Gathering, Initiates of the Ebon Hand was part of that Life for Black Mana combo. The other half was Channel. Life Tap was a green-green enchantment for blue-blue gave you life for each forest and opponent taps. Wait, what? how is it a green enchantment that costs blue mana? There was nothing like that in the original Magic set. Unless it was remade into something else. Initiates of the Ebon Hand was past my time. Channel, I remember.
Yeah, I remember Channel.
Wasn't that like one of the first cards banned in tournament play?
Yeah.
It's like you can just one turn shot someone with a channel and a fireball.
Could you, though? How, you'd have to get some extra life to do it, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you needed, like, you needed to also hit them with a lightning bolt or something
right.
like that.
Right,
know?
Okay. Yeah, because that would do three. It just sucks that everything simple vanished from Magic. Like, no lightning bolt anymore.
Yeah. You know?
Lightning bolt, too powerful. The colors just don't have personalities anymore because they took away everything.
Yep.
It's all just all, like... That's something that I think about sometimes, you know? Like, if we work too hard on balancing a game, it just isn't fun anymore. Momoka says, what was your first video game that you really loved? Probably Pitfall.
Hmm.
I think mine was Star Tropics.
Probably the Infocom games.
Oh, Ponjo says, are you guys interested in the Aqua Teen Hunger Force : movie film for theaters movie? Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
I just don't care about Adult Swim anymore.
Yeah.
Like, the whole, like, once they got to, like, Tom Goes to the Mayor and Perfect Hair Forever, I'm just like...
See, I'd never even heard of those.
This is not funny anymore.
I stopped watching it ages.
Random ago. Does not equal funny anymore. The only thing I pay attention to on Adult Swim is, like, I'll watch Family Guy.
Hmm.
You know? Yeah. Momoka says, I wrote an essay for Economics saying that free trade was good because it let Postamancers and Sorcerers trade their summons and have high mains. If I fail, I'll blame you. Okay. And then he says something about 24 that I just don't know about or care about, really. Toonami says he gets Goodfellow contracts once in every 3 turns. 3 days, he's accumulated 166 contracts out of 170 turns a day. All right, something is wrong, then. Arila says, your name is spelled Zach with an H on the disambiguation page on Wikipedia. Yeah, I know.
You can go edit it and fix it.
Glebe says, you toss the penny up, then put on the jacket. Then it becomes $50. Let's see. Panacea says, I've been playing that heaps lately. Is there any chance you found Desktop Battle from a MySpace bulletin by some band or another? No. No, I, it was Desktop Tower Defense, and I think I found it on Kill 10 Rats.
Kill 10 Rats
is a good blog.
I never read it.
Disco Chick says, dear Riff, please stop clicking the damn magnets together. Love, Disco Chick.
I will continue just for you.
Momoka
See,
said,
I had already stopped, but now it's been brought up again. So now I have to play with the magnets again.
Momoka says, Kiefer Sutherland is Raistlin in the Dragonlance movie. They're making a Dragonlance movie?
Wow. Isn't that like 10 years too late for anybody to care?
Probably.
Drabber says, I've ordered Lefay Absinthe online and had it sent to California. It arrived no problem. Yeah, I can't imagine there would be a problem getting it sent to California.
The problem
it's just
is
that it's illegal to get alcohol in the mail in Arizona,
yeah.
As far as I know.
Yeah, you can't send wine here. You used to be able to, like, recently. It only changed recently because, like, I go to Woot.com sometimes and they have a wine site. And you used to be able to, they used to ship to Arizona, but they don't anymore.
Really? Since you've lived here?
Yeah.
Because I know that it was illegal before you guys moved here. So maybe it's changed and then changed back?
I don't know.
I'd be willing to risk the smallest amount of money that it's possible to spend on absinthe on that website to see if it got here.
Well, yeah, but it's also... I mean, even if it got here once, it's not a guarantee it'll that it'll get here the next time. because it's probably like random search and seizure.
Servant says, hey, how about this? What is your favorite pop brand, Pepsi or Coke, and which flavor specifically?
Hell's pop.
I like regular Coke, soda. And I like Mountain Dew.
I like Coke and Surge. They call it Vault now. But I stopped drinking soda since we got back.
Oh, have you? Completely?
Yeah. It's all like water and chocolate milk and orange juice now. And I got those little crystal light packets that you put in bottled water.
Huh. Are they good?
I like
right.
Coke and Dr. Pepper.
Mixed together.
And it wouldn't be
You're a madman.
With red vines.
Yeah, it wouldn't be, like, terrible.
You know what would be good, I bet? Red vines and balsamic vinegar.
Yeah.
I wish I had some red vines.
What's red vines?
That like, Twizzlers.
The red vines are not like Twizzlers.
They're more or less the same thing.
I am insulted on behalf of Twizzlers. red vines are like kind of an abomination.
Okay. Well, in that case, I want Twizzlers to go in my disholment.
Okay. Yeah, Twizzlers are actually good.
You don't like red vines? What's different about them?
I don't know. The composition is entirely different. The red vines are more like glassy looking and sort of shiny. You can polish red. No, I'm sorry. You can polish
break
Twizzlers.
Out this shoe polish.
You can polish Twizzlers. You can't polish a turd or a red vine.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else then.
Red vines are kind of crumbly textured, and Twizzlers are more like.
Maybe I'm just thinking of like
Twizzlers
shoelaces, but you know those like Twizzler. Type candy
red vines come in like a giant thing, and they're really, really hollow, and they're no good.
Okay,
if you're thinking,
I'm thinking
of licorice
something...
ropes, those are more like what Twizzlers are made of.
Okay.
They're actually sort of a third different substance. Twizzlers are not licorice. I think even the black licorice flavored Twizzlers are not technically licorice for whatever reason.
Huh. Whips. That's what I'm thinking. Licorice whips. Except not the black licorice. I'm going to sit here and click my magnet some more.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
I'm going to look for a few more questions before we go. Mazapan says, Zach Johnson won $1.3 million with his win at the Masters. Yeah, that guy makes more money than I do. By a very significant margin.
I wonder how much in taxes you have to pay on that.
Probably 45%.
Yeah, jeez.
Panacea says, KOL reminds me of Earthbound sometimes. Ever encounter a new age retro hippie in Earthbound? Yes, I think so. Jello Bois says, repeat of a PM to Jick. Just a note, if you push the home button during a virtual console game, it auto-saves your point in the game. When you go back, it goes back to that save point. Yeah, but not if... what I'm talking about is save states where you can, like, save... It's like a quick save for everything.
You know, so if you fuck it up, you can go back to that save, yeah. The cheat save.
Momoka says, Riff has a spider web of scrotal sac. It's how his balls touch every surface in the apartment.
Oh, right.
Right.
Okay. That made much more sense.
It still doesn't make a goddamn sense. That must be some sort of in-joke to which I am not privy.
Yeah, it was a radio joke for while we were in England.
Okay.
Okay, then a lot of people point out the... Duff Killigan says, wow, if Pitfall was the first game you liked, you must be old. Yeah, man, I'm ancient. Duff Killigan says, Jake, is it possible to get to level 100, or does the server only handle two digits? There are several people above level 100. And then he asks, how long did it take me to get the idea for KOL? That's a weird question.
How long?
Or did you hit your head on a toilet like Doc Brown from Back to the Future? Yeah, actually, I hit my head on a toilet, and when I woke up, I drew this, and then I pointed at the game. I don't know if I ever...
Or if you drew it on, like, a pencil and paper instead of, like, on the toilet.
Wait. Oh, look, a bikini made out of red vines. That picture could be much better.
All right, I'm going to assume that that iSpec is ready for us, and we're going to hear My Humps one more time, because that's how much I hate our listeners. I think we're changing the name of this station to WHOL. We hate our listeners.
Good plan.
Good
night, everybody.
Yep.
Good night.
We'll see you Thursday.
Yep.
I drive his scrubs crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana. Fendi and Bandana. Karen, maybe Sharon. All their money got me wearing fly. She's got